Welcome to EMP. My name is Janie, and I'll be sharing the devotional today. If you could turn to Judges, chapter 16. We'll read verse 4, and then skip to 17 through to verse 20. So verse 4. After this, it came about that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. And then to verse 17. So he told her all that was in his heart and said to her, "A razor has never come on my head, for I have been a Nazarite to God from my mother's womb. If I am shaved, then my strength will leave me, and I'll become weak and be like any other men." When Delilah saw that he had told her all that was in his heart, she sent and called the lords of the Philistines, saying, "Come up once more, for he has told me all that is in his heart." Then the lords of the Philistines came up to her and brought the money in their hands. She made him sleep on her knees and called for a man and had him shave off the 7 locks of his hair. Then she began to afflict him, and his strength left him. She said, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." And he awoke from his sleep and said, "I will go out at other times, as at other times, and shake myself free." But he did not know that the Lord has departed from him. Let's just bow our heads and pray real quick. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for bringing all of us here this morning, awakening us, and just making the choice to spend the early hours of the morning with you, Lord. We invite your presence to come, and just pray, Father God, that you'll just speak into all of our hearts, Lord. Holy Spirit, just come and minister to each and every one of us, and we bless you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. So we all have heard stories about Samson. He had a privileged birth. An angel of God appeared to his parents, and he gave specific instructions about how to raise him. And he was supposed to live as a lifelong Nazarite, a person who is set apart for God, or set apart by God. So he was chosen from the beginning. And he had godly parents who loved him. And he had a purpose for his life that God has given him. He was supposed to deliver Israel from the Philistines. He was the strongest man in the world. He led Israel for 20 years. And for doing that, he had to forego some things in life. To live as a Nazarite, he had to abstain from anything made of grapes. And he had to have no contact with dead bodies. And he couldn't get haircuts. So these were pretty minor things that he had to give up for all the privileges, all the powers that he had. So if you look at his birth and the stories of his childhood and how strong he was, it sounds like a fairy tale story. You know, it's about a man who was perfect and seemed to have everything. But he also had many vices, and he made a lot of wrong choices along the way as well. It seems like such a trivial thing, but he chose to eat honey from a lion's carcass. And he used his strength for personal vendettas, not for God's purpose or God's work. And he had a weak spot for women, and especially Philistine women. His first wife was a Philistine woman. And Delilah, the woman who betrays him in the verses we just read, was also a Philistine woman. And we all know what happened in the story. Samson told Delilah that his strength comes from his hair. And the woman basically sold him for money to the Philistines, seduced him, put him to sleep, shaved off his hair. So he lost his strength. But if you really think about it, his power didn't come from his hair. I mean, that's what we heard in Sunday schools and the storybooks. And this is like a nice, it makes a nice story. But the deeper part is that his hair being shaved was just a reflection of what was going on in his heart and what has already departed from his heart. His strength actually really came from his relationship with God. So let's go back to verse 20, Judges 16, verse 20. After Delilah shaved off his hair and then called the Philistines to come to get him, she said, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." And he awoke from his sleep and said, "I will go out as at other times and shake myself free." But he did not know that the Lord had departed from him. He was at this point so far away from God that he didn't even know that the Lord had departed from him. And that's how far away his relationship was with God. So the loss of hair is just, you know, a symbolic thing, but really it reflects what was going on in his heart for a long time. And we're all like Samson in some ways. We're all well-meaning, well-intended people. You know, we all come to church, and all of us pray to God, "God, I want to be close to you. I want to do your work. I want to do your purpose. I want to know what your will is for my life." I mean, these are all the things that we pray. None of us pray to God, "God, I just want to be far away from you." You know, no one has those intentions. All of us, in our heart, want to do God's will. And in Samson's case, his choices didn't always reflect what he had, God's calling and purpose in his life. He began to drift away when he started to make those small choices, as little as choosing to eat honey from a lion's carcass. Seems like such a trivial thing, but that was a choice he made, which effectively broke a promise he made to God. I want to challenge all of us that choices reflect our priorities. Take EMP. I'm preaching to the choir here because all of you are here. But I haven't been so good as most of you, so I can take myself as an example. Every week I intend to come to EMP and go, "Okay, this week, at least once, okay, maybe even twice, you know, if I'm really good, three times, you know." And then the night before, I come home from work, I'm tired, I sit on my couch, start surfing the web, and then I start watching TV. You know, "Oh, this is so fun, this is so exciting, I want to know what's going on next." So I go, "Okay, it's just one more episode, right?" So I watch one more episode. And then, "Oh, so good. Okay, just one more. It's only 10 o'clock right now. If I watch one more, it'll still be 11. It'll be okay." And before you know it, it's midnight. So I get sleepy, and I sleep. In the morning, I'm like, "Okay, I turn off the alarm because I'm just too sleepy and I'm just too tired." So I don't come. And it's innocent enough. But if it happens one day, 2 days, 7 days, 30 days, and then before you know it, a whole year has gone, and oh, I guess no morning prayer. So it's all innocent mistakes and innocent missteps, but not takes me that much farther away from God. Or take relationships as an example. Your friend, boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse. What if you told them, "Okay, I want to spend time with you, but today I'm just tired. Let me sleep in. Let me just sleep early. I don't have time to see you." Fair enough. One day, sure, I understand. 2 days, a week. You wouldn't do that to your friend, right? Or to your significant other. If you did that, before you know it, you don't have a relationship anymore. Choices reflect our heart's priorities. So this morning, I just want to challenge everybody to just take stock of your life, even the small choices we make day to day. That doesn't seem like, doesn't have to be a sinful activity. It rarely is. All it takes is activities that take you away from spending time with God or has consequences that would remove you that much farther away from God. So as we worship this morning, I just want you to have a heart of worship towards God and just really worship the Lord and recommit those heart's priorities to God.
close to you. Draw me close to you.
We're all here this morning because we want to be close to God. And we've all made a choice to be here this morning and to spend time with God. And I want to keep challenging you guys to do what you keep doing, because it's not enough to just have good intentions. It's not enough to just rely on prophecies that we received or the promises that God has given us. Our life is nothing more than a string of choices we make, starting even with the little things, how we choose to spend our time, how we choose to treat others. We need to be intentional about the choices we make and what we do. This morning, let's take some time to reflect on our lives. What choices do we make each day? And let's ask God for wisdom and discernment, and to help us to make the right choices. So let's go to the Lord and spend some time. Father, you're so good to us. And you've blessed us with so much. As you reminded us last week as we spent Thanksgiving and recalled all the good things that you have done in our lives and shared them with our friends. Help us to remain in that attitude of thanksgiving. And help us not to take your love for granted or to take lightly of your mercy. Thank you for forgiving us of our sins and sacrificing your Son for all of us. I pray that you'll help us to really have that the heaviness of what the Lord has done for our lives just sink into our hearts. Pray that you'll daily remind us of your love. And that you'll guide us and direct us so that we can make right choices, even in those little things, so that our life matters. It wasn't just Samson that you called for your purpose, that you set apart for your purposes, for your kingdom. You created each and every one of us with a purpose. And help us to take that seriously, Lord. And to dedicate our lives, which is all we have to offer, and to spend our time in a way that would be honoring you and that would glorify you. Thank you so much for your grace and for your mercy and for just for your love. And as we pray for our community and for our church members, again, let's do this with a real sense of purpose. I know we do this every day and sometimes it becomes routine, but for all those people, this is a life or death situation and it matters to them. And as brothers and sisters, let's step in to really pray with our heart to lift up those families and friends who are going through cancer. And through chemotherapy and transplant. So let's lift up our community. Continue to pray for others who are going through illness and who also need salvation. They need Jesus in their lives. that God will use even the ill circumstances and turn it into good, that the family members will be able to witness to them, and it'll be an opportunity for them to meet with Jesus. So let's lift them up. Let's pray for others who are also sick and going through various treatments. Let's just really lift them up for healing, for the Lord to come upon them and to lay His hand upon them and just release the power of healing. Let's lift up our brothers and sisters who are looking for a job right now. Let's pray for just supernatural connections with people, that God will put them in touch with the right people at the right time, at the right places, and for God to just release that provision into their lives. So let's lift them up. Let's pray for our missionaries. Let's pray for the nation of China. As PSAM shared, there's amazing things happening at SPBJ. Let's just pray that God will continue to show up and really anoint that church, that place, and that more and more people will come to know Jesus through them. And let's lift up the Chung family, Nate and Matt's parents, and also for PSAM and Nate, who are also visiting them this week. Basaraba's family, Leanne Chang, Edie Clark, GTR Kids, and the orphanage. And let's also just pray for the government and for the churches in China. So just lift up the nation of China and the missionaries that are doing their work there. Thank you. Let's lift up the SP staff, the board, the mission committee. Let's just pray that the Lord will just really have their hearts in the right place, and that they'll just be able to really be filled with the Lord each day and to make the right decisions for the church and to just really download from God to do what He wants us to do as a church. So let's lift all the individuals and their families. Let's lift up our Indonesian ministry for Pastor Selamat and Mimi and all the leaders in the church, and also for the Korean church and for the pastor and the leaders there. Let's pray that God's presence will be with them and they'll continue to just really minister to their congregation. Let's lift up all the house churches that will be meeting tonight. Bonham Road, Kowloon, Lan Kwai Fong, Old Peak. Let's just pray the Lord's presence will be with them. Lift up the leaders who will be leading this session for wisdom and discernment and for just amazing fellowship and time of ministry among the members. So let's lift up the house churches. Let's lift up the two teams that have gone to NK and Inner Mongolia this week. PSAM and Nate are in Inner Mongolia. And there's, I think, about 12 plus people in NK. And just pray for protection and also for just that whatever God has in store for them and intended for them to do, that they would fulfill during that trip. And let's also just pray for the unity of the team members who have gone on this trip. Lord, we just thank you so much for just the privilege of being able to come out in the morning and to pray for the church, for the families and the loved ones. Lord, I just pray, I just want to bless all the people who are here, Lord God, for just making the choice to be here with you this morning. And I pray that you'll encourage all of us, Lord God, in our hearts to continue to remain in this place of worship, and prioritizing you in our lives, Lord God. As we go to work and go through our day, Lord, I pray that your presence will be with us. And I just pray for your favor upon all of them, all that they do. And we just want to bless you and praise you. In Jesus' name.